Mini episode 292 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number one, stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 291. A little special treat here today with comedian and actor Steve Byrne. As I said off air, very grateful for Dan Loria for putting in a good word for us. We had him on FDH Lounge mini episode number 157. Had a great conversation with him, and grateful for his role in helping to make this happen. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I thought Dan was episode 156, but if you say 157, I take your word for it.
Yeah, you know your history, don't you?
Yes.
You're very much up on that. You're a completist. We appreciate that. Something that he mentioned, I think I'll start there, that originally going to be cast on Sullivan & Son as Hank Murphy, and it was something that he then initially rejected because he thought it came a little bit too close to the Wonder Years dad, and that character might have looked maybe retroactively racist, and he had some reservations about that, and then ultimately getting in the role of your TV dad. So what were your thoughts as that was happening?
Yeah, look, when he was cast, I remember Vince Vaughn, who's one of our executive producers, just seen Lombardi on Broadway. And saw Dan and said, "I know a great guy. You guys gotta see Dan Loria." And we're all like, "Oh my God, Mr. Arnold!" Absolutely. So he came in, and yeah, there was some idea between he and Brian Doyle Murray of role reversals. But once it was funny because they both rejected what they were initially pitched and said, "Could I do the other thing?" And we're like, "Oh, that would be even better." I don't know why we didn't think about that. So I think the initial reason we didn't think about it is because Brian is Irish.
Okay.
And so we went with that. But once we said, "Hey, we'll just have an Italian guy play my Irish father," and thank God, and it worked out, and it's been great ever since.
Well, it's been a really interesting setup with the show, because with the cast of characters that put it together, you know, you've got yourself with your stand-up career and wanting to bring some of the same issues of ethnicity to that, Rob Long with the experience with Cheers, and then, as you mentioned, Vince Vaughn, Peter Billingsley, a figure who's certainly very popular in Cleveland and always will be.
Yeah.
But as far as it goes, what were all of you kind of bringing to the table as far as what you wanted to do with this? With Rob having done a similar show as far as a setup previously, as far as a bar being on the tail end of Cheers, but what were you guys thinking about shaping Sullivan & Son?
Well, I think that, look, at the end of the day, every show has to have its own voice, and I think if you watch our show, we definitely have a very distinct voice that separates us from Cheers. Mm-hmm. But also, it's always about the characters. You know, I'm not Sam Malone. We don't have Diane. We don't have Norman Cliff. We have a different set of characters. We have Owen, Roy, and Ahmed. Mm-hmm. We have Melanie. We have Carol. We have the relationship between Owen and his mom, Carol, which I've never seen on television. I hope never to again. Mother and son that are each other's wingmen. So as far as us, it's just coming up with an idea of what you want to do, sculpting a premise, and then from there on out, just seeing what unfolds. And we found our strengths and weaknesses throughout the first season. I think we hit the ground running with our second season, and I'm just so darn proud of the show, and I'm proud of the work that everybody's done on the show.
It's a great show, of course, coming towards the end of the second season. Something I'm interested in as well is a lot of times a stand-up comedian, when there's a show and they're the lead character on it, it sort of is built around maybe their stand-up persona. That's not really as much the case here, it seems like. You seem to be a lot of times in the role of straight man, play off of, in particular, I would think, Jody Long very well, and just some of the way, yeah, times that you sell for her just kind of facially. So what were your thoughts on that? Was it a conscious thing to kind of broaden yourself for future roles?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I don't know for future roles, because I didn't know that there was going to be even this role.
Oh, okay.
So I think ultimately it's just, you got to choose a lane. You're either the straight man, you're a sane man in an insane world, or an insane man in a very sane world.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the latter because there's a wealth of material with the characters we have. We have nine other characters on the show. So it'd just be me ticking one of these nine people off every week, or all of them. Or I just play off of these guys and try to set them straight and try to be the voice of reason and the moral compass. And I thought that was, look, it might not be as much fun as a comic to play that, but I thought for the sake of the show, I think that's the better route, and I also enjoy doing that as well.
Well, it's a lot of fun seeing you interact with, like you said, such a such a great ensemble that you guys were able to put together. Bringing this full circle as we're sitting here backstage at the Cleveland Improv tonight here with your comedy. I know you've been doing a lot with the Wild West comedy show recently. Mm-hmm. You've got the Sullivan and Son tour that's here tonight. Your website had listed that tentatively your third hour-long special is going to be called Shoot the Locks Off. So what's that looking like for you right now that you got another season of Sullivan and Son behind you and all the shooting is done?
Yeah, I actually just got off the phone. I'll be filming that third special in New York in January, so I'm excited. But look, to get to tour with three guys that I admire as comics, that I admire as friends, that I admire as teammates. We've been on the road for a month straight together. It's been nothing but a blast. And, you know, when I wrote the original pilot, I wrote in Roy, Ahmed, and Owen as guys that, types of guys I wanted to have on the show. But I never thought we'd go three for three, but that's a testament to TBS and how awesome they are to work with. But these are three guys I thought America would enjoy hanging out with for 30 minutes as much as I like hanging out with them every night at the comedy clubs. And maybe I'll pass it over to Roy so he can comment a little bit on the
tour. Hey, there's
as well.
A bonus. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's exactly what Steve said. You know, we went in and we all auditioned, and, you know, it was weird having to audition to play yourself. But, you know, it worked out for the best. But it's definitely actually, it's Lewis Black's joke. He does a whole bit about it. Yeah. So yeah, that's the whole gist of it. It's definitely been a pleasure to work and just be a part of it all and learn from some of the vets that we have on set behind, in front and behind the camera.
It's a tremendously fun show to watch, and yeah, let's get you on the mic here. What were your thoughts?
Well, I looked at the mic. I realized it is a cardioid, so it did pick me up. No big deal. I've taken classes in it, but yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Drawing upon the characters. Playing yourself, yes.
I like playing myself. I mean, it's a dumber version of myself, a pervier.
Mm-hmm.
No one can hear you without the mic.
That's up
Steve.
For debate, huh?
Yeah, but it's I mean it's weird how the writers will write a joke and it's kind of true to your life, mm-hmm. and you don't realize that they know that. Like, me and my mom are really tight. I mean, we never wingman for each other, but you know, my family's a little awkwardly close, and I think they really capitalized on that.
Well, it's great that they've been able to work that in. But again, gentlemen, a pleasure to get to talk a little bit of bonus time from a couple of you guys here. I really, really appreciate that. And, please give some thoughts as well.
This is Ahmed here, and yes. I'm just having a great time on the show. And I play a tow truck driver,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of close to my life because my dad was a tow truck driver younger.
Mm-hmm.
And my character just appreciates women of all colors, shapes, and sizes, all seasons, all types. And it's like, to kind of coattail what Roy said, it's a great cast that we work with. It's different from stand-up because there's other people involved, so it's a lot of paying attention and listening and just being a team player. But what a great treat to work with your best friends and Vince Vaughn and Peter Billingsley and Rob Long and going on the, you know, on the road with these guys and promoting the show. It's been a blessing.
It's amazing to be able to watch, and great to be able to talk to you guys here tonight. And best of luck with the show. I look forward to hopefully seeing a third season with it and with the stand-up tour as well. Thank you guys all very much. Really appreciate it.
I speak on behalf of everyone when I say this. You're welcome.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.